Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik Cole, Ghetto G. We join us here very shortly. And, let's see here. To kick things off with. You know, about, Too Fast Flowtron with American Juggalo. Let me get down to the track. And Man, we have so much twisted up on here. It's not even funny. Almost there, hopefully. Let's see. There we go.
Yeah, International Entertainment, representing Cali Bad Militia, the building. Yeah. What up? You're going too fast, man. Come to the studio, make a crack like you will hit the rap. Holla at your boy, your word is St. Louis. What up?
Still smoking pot, still rocking top. Two things in my life that ain't never gonna stop. Still smoking pot, still rocking top. Two things in my life that ain't never gonna stop.
Yeah. Then I buy my nags and infected wisdom and taste and collected. How can you say you didn't expect it all to go this way? Like bad direction. They're looking at me like a weapon. We got the world at attention. We're like this great invention. They're all two or three dimensions. Shun me like bad intentions. But we'll see who really had agendas and misconceptions. I don't want to be in your fucked up life on intervention.
I can't reach for the dog, but I'll end up down here.
Up next, ICP. I want my shit.
It was like March, April, fucking Libra, Taurus, born in 1775. I'm like 300 and something, but I'm still alive. I used to hang with the original Billy the Kid. You probably think I'm only playing, but I did. My daddies were a two-headed freak show. Mama, a fortune teller, Esmerella Zeller. Anyway, they had sex on a Ouija board, and I was born the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Violent J. When I was 14, I tripped on the train track, and I was crushed right there on the steel rack. I'm out cold. They thought it had fucked me up. I got up and itched my butt, and I'm like, what? Everybody tripped and called me the clown devil boy, child of the witch chapel. Whatever. Tied me up, burned me, and threw stones. Had a few scrapes and cuts, smoky nuts. After that, they started bowing and shit, praying to me. You know how to grim it and skin. I said, get off my dick, I ain't a savior. I'm what you call a juggalo, and all I want is my flavor. Four simple things in this bitch before I die. I wanna wash the axe. I wanna know voodoo. A fat bitch named Bridget. And a little sip of Faygo too. Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, 50 years passed, all my homies are old ass fucks. I ain't even got hair on my nuts. I left the village in search of my ends. I wrestled alligators, battled terminators. Nothing ever killed me, nothing could harm me. I fought in the Civil War, Yankees Army. I walked across enemy lines with a Mac-10. Man, they didn't even have that shit back then. How you just gonna come in my shit and fuck it up?
Well, at least make this shit sound real, man.
Damn. Walked across enemy lines with a lantern. Steady taking cannonballs to the bone. The war ended, I traveled the country horseback. Till the school tried to horse jack. He put his gas to my head and blew my face up. It didn't even smear the makeup. I took his gun and put a divot in his neck. Sheriff didn't like it. I got indicted. 87 long years in the state pen. Until they finally forgot why they put me in. They had to let me go, can't hold me on nothing. On the way out they're like, yo, ain't you like 100 and something? I said, that's right. And I ain't gonna die till I get my shit, motherfucker! I wanna wash the axe! I wanna know voodoo! A fat bitch named Bridget!
Just a little sip or two.
Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die!
I slept under bridges, lived in the valleys. I climbed up mountains, searched the alleys. More years passed and I still ain't died. Now I'm in Detroit on the southwest side. My homie has an Impala, blue 67.
Last night we hit the road pushing 111. I took my head out the window, told them floor at the most, and let my nugget ping off a light post.
Hell yeah, cuz.
Hurts a little bit, but then you get a straight buzz. The world hates me cause of shit like this. They always try to kill me, but meh. I know it's odd that my face is forever painted. When I was born, the bitch-ass doctor fainted. My tongue's a little long, I choke people with it. Looks kinda nasty, but chick dig it. And I told you my neck can stretch for miles. I sorta look like something from the X-Files. People wanna see me die more than a little bit, but I'm a juggalo. And as a juggalo, I want my shit! And I ain't gonna die till I get it! I want a rusty axe. I want an old voodoo. A fat bitch named Bridget.
I said Faygo, fuck Mountain Dew.
Till I get my shit, in this fight I'll fuck up, I won't ever die.
I am next Pantera, this love.
Oh,
And we are back. Up next. What to give y'all? How's about... Yeah, this is a very hard decision. How about Hard Rock Hallelujah? It's just almost upon us. So he said we go with some more Christmas tracks. Waiting on Christmas gifts.
way. Keep coming up with fresh air pencil just to drizzle on the way. May I wrap another gift so that I can sneak up in your house in the bedroom. Everybody tripping roasts and chestnuts waiting on Santa to come. I got Blaze in the living room drinking eggnog. Jamie's in the kitchen and he's rolling the bomb. I got little Eric Cody dressed up like an elf. And all he keeps saying is,
don't fuck yourself.
No. Turn off the lights and close the door.
Man, for what?
Santa Claus, ho. And we gon' blow an ounce with him. G's up, hold on, I got Santa Claus high as shit.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts. Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog. My mind, not my presence, and my presence on my mind.
Mixing eggnog and gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't shipped in. Well, I called up Blaze, told him cop a dime. He said him and anybody coming through at night. See, everything is fine, cause I'm feeling on Christmas Eve. And I'm standing right next to the Christmas tree. See, the blinking lights make me sick, but I always decorate every year for St. Nick. So it ain't no chance he gon' pass me up. Got some cocoa in a cup and some hydro in a bandana. I'ma smoke with Santa Claus. Get him all shit face to the break of dawn and watch him fly off in the night. Hey, thanks for the presents, hope you make it home alright. Before we left, he said,
hey, listen, bro, you're the first stop I made. I got a billion more to go.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind, not my presents, and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind, not my presents, and my presents
later
on my mind.
Christmas Day, my homie Father J came through with a gift for me, and it's no bad fruitcake.
Hi, dog.
And a fat ass toy on the blue cockpit, make a joke, Christmas bud, ain't no joke, I had to take a step back, set my egg knocked out, stock it raw, make cockpit, man, I fucked up now, but ain't nobody clap, for presents on rap, the second stop through with a 40 in a
sack,
both with Santa, break with the L's, they supposed to stop by at a 12:30.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind, not my presence, and my presence on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind, not my presence, and my presence on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind, not my presence, and my presence on my mind.
Alright, I'll be back up next. Sam Grime, or Grim, my bud. Track is called Absolution featuring Danable left the...
Cause I keep it under lock and keep it, trust me. When I say if it were up to me, it'd have things turned out a little differently. But unfortunately, it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly. But I'm doing anything and everything I can to the best of my ability. Take a good look and you might not see. Cause I keep it under lock and keep it, trust me. When I say if it were up to me, it'd have things turned out a little differently. But unfortunately, it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly. But I'm doing anything and everything I can to the best of my ability.
Living like this every day is not exactly the way I pictured it. But I'm trying to make the most of it, provide everything my family needs, making sure they don't have to want for shit. But damn it, man, it gets hard. So hard I start thinking there's a light at the end, and I'm gonna be stuck in the thick of it. But I keep on pushing, hoping that one day everything I've done and all the debts I've had to pay will pay off. So I won't have to worry about whether or not my babies will be taken care of when I'm gone, so they can keep on keeping on, knowing that I did everything in my power to give them a life they can be proud of. Hold their heads high and never question where they came from. Never down for a second that I loved them, and I'd do anything for them. Even walk through the fires of hell, tear down the walls of God's kingdom just to give them a chance at something bigger
and better, making their future bright.
Take a good look at you, might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability. Take a good look at you, might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability.
Yes, I'm an abusive asshole. Why drinking things always get physical? I regret a lot of violent things I've done, and I lost you a couple of times for the fun. I thought I was heaven was way more important than the way you hurt. Sewed up a few bumps in the front of your shirt and broke all the bones in your heart every time I come home and crack open a bottle of fine alcohol. I'm out the dome, nobody's home, and some other person takes over the wheel and drives those knuckles home. But I swear to you, baby, when I'm not on that bottle, I'm a god. I give you everything I got, and I promise you I'm not that kind of guy. And why I keep the liquor bottle by my side, I try and try to find out. Why don't I just try to find an alternate way to just unwind? I'm learning just how I can prove it to you. I intend to see these things I do. Sorry, don't mean a thing, and I'm done being the unholy one.
And you might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability. Take a good look at you, might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability.
Now I'm a lot of things, and every single one of them I despise, and I do anything to erase them, to appear better before your eyes. I know that there is a chasm produced by my selfish actions, and if I could repair it, I wouldn't even have to stop and fathom. Everything I do from here on out is a result of change. A switch flipped somewhere deep inside my brain, telling me I've become too strange. Running back from the depths, and now I got my wings, and I promise I won't fall again. I'ma make sure this time I reach the sky, make up for the times I lied straight faced and I'm blinking blatantly and remorsefully, cold-heartedly. But I'm full of it now, remorse that it's a bullshit is gone. From here on out, I'll be singing a different song. A complete 180 from the same one that I've been singing for far too long. I feel like the wayward son, and I'm finally able to carry on.
Take a good look and you might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability. Take a good look and you might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again at the best of my ability.
This is my unbreakable vow. I'm putting down my drinkables now. I'm killing the clown that trickled it down and breaking the seal of physical grounds. As long as I'm breathing, I'll never be treating the love of my life with a poisonous beat. And I'm promising now that I'll shine my crown and be the best I can till my soul burns underground. It's over now, I'm sober now. Maybe smoke some weed to calm me down, and I will atone for all the wrongs I've caused and rings I've thrown. And I know you won't believe me till you see the proof up in the punch, and free me from this torment of an addict. And the statistical number of times I will ever touch you is zero to never to none. I'm giving you everything, all of my love, and kissing your ass for all the things I've done. I'm tired of always being the goddamn selfish one.
Take a good look and you might not see secrets I keep it under lock and keep it. Trust me when I say they were up to me. It has things turned out a little differently, but unfortunately it's not everything that I thought it would be. So much I don't understand wholeheartedly, but I'm doing anything and everything again in the best of my ability.
I am next, Ghetto G, killing season. Killing them.
The way I be killing them should own a cemetery. Call me the grave dig, it's you that I bury. You being good is a myth like the tooth fairy. I'ma bring the house of pain like Tyler Perry. Cause you just so fucking stupid like that Barbary. How will you get the die? Results may vary. My knife is a crazy bitch, call it Carrie. We gonna leave your ass cold like it's January. There ain't no stopping us within your mind blown. When it comes to fun, we keep it hard. Tombstone on the vampire tippin', give me that rush like True Blood. Cause we cause major damage to you like a flood. Nobody will ever be as crazy as I am. Breaking your back in half like a fucking Teddy Graham. Kept getting in my face, I'm here to sign your death wish. I'm killing you all tonight, just sleep with the fish.
This is killing season, rappers going missing. Execute the attack with straight precision.
Gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? This is killing season, rappers going missing. Execute the attack with straight precision.
Gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? fly just like King Kong. Yeah, you're in the rap game, but you don't belong. Tired of your voice, tired of your sound, tired of your presence, don't need you around. There will be no rental for this kidnap. Make your favorite artist vanish cause he can't rap. What you call music should be a crime. You got no skills and you can't even rhyme. You guys are garbage, pollute the airwaves. Talent in the music world is what we all crave. Why do I even rack my brain on some real shit when no one even cares and no one feeling it? Demon in my head said a death in the air. You killing music, I'm killing you, it's only fair. I'm mashing on them, slashing on them, it's a massacre. I'm here, now they gon' forget who you were. This is killing season, rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision. All R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why I give you this dead body? This is killing season, rappers going missing. They execute the attack with straight precision. All R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why I give you this dead body?
I up next, Halloween, rocking around the Christmas tree with Winter Wonderland.
Christmas.
Alright, y'all, we back. Up next, what to give y'all, what next? I don't know. How about Von J, Yellow Brick Alleyway?
I'm alive, man, but don't know where the fuck I am. Damn, I don't understand fantasy land. I'm looking out my kitchen window, but I don't see the sedan. I'm blocked, and damn, it's not the land I got. I got to rock for 20 spot. I think we out of Michigan. The wind, it must have put me farther. Seeing purple trees and yellow clouds is talking to each other. Maybe another dimension, even not to mention talking trees with information worth receiving. I got probation, I can't be leaving. I'm taking only what I'm needing, emergency needs. A sack of 17 roaches and an oregano weed. I'm standing on the porch, I'm still denying this shit. I notice all these tiny little people hiding and shit. It's hundreds of them all staring at me, scared to they spots. I'm tripping out cause everything they got be colorful with polka dots. They probably don't like my raggedy crack house on they land, I understand. But when I walked out and said what's up, a party began.
Up next. How about more Joker? How about more Twisted the Joker?
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Thank you.
right back. What up, ghetto?
What's up, fuckface?
Ugly bitches with fucking fat titties.
Ugly bitches with fat titties. Usually how it goes.
Yep. So I see you finally got your Yaya Han picture.
Yeah, you see that, man? As soon as they sent it out, it only took 2 days. See that?
Yeah, and all it took was you to call them.
No, all it took was her to get back from Canada.
Yeah, I still don't get why they can't send it to... Why couldn't they send it, you know, since like while she's in Canada?
Well, because she probably didn't take all that shit with her.
Yeah, but the manager could have sent it out.
Well, she had to finish signing all the fucking things that were ordered, man. So, I'm sure that took a long time.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be planning on doing, like, a sale and shit with your stuff if you're not even going to be around.
Exactly. I'm up on the truck right now.
or just have, like, some, you know, shit already signed and shit and then just add a name later.
Yeah, that too. That could work, too. Too fast, Voltron.
Too furious.
All right, the little Chris.
See, at least you know what it is.
Or should I say, ghetto kiss?
Ghetto kiss. That just sounds gay.
Okay, fine. Get a kiss.
Get a kiss. No, that's even worse. So, you pussied out today, huh? You couldn't go into work.
Man, I had no way to work.
You have feet?
Yeah. I ain't walking all that way from here to there in the snow.
And how far is there?
Maybe about like an hour, 2 hours.
Was that driving?
Walking.
Okay, driving, how long does it take you to get there?
Maybe about 5-10 minutes.
Damn, it takes you two hours to walk in? Really?
Well, you got to realize, the way we usually go through driving is taking the back roads, not the main road.
Okay.
So, I would have to walk the main road to get there.
But speaking of cart boys, the people at Target, man, they were talking about how if it gets any slushier, shit, their automatic push carter thing is gonna be, you know, not working or whatever.
Damn it, what the fuck is this Your Vibe crap? Oh, that's what that is. How do I fucking leave this damn fucking thing? Don't tell them to stop fucking sending me messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember my username, so I'm just gonna mark this shit as spam from here on out.
And I want to know why, as soon as I woke up today, I was trying to go on Facebook and it wouldn't let me go on. I was like, man, I better not be blocked. I haven't even done anything, you know what I'm saying? And then I tried getting on my computer, still wouldn't load. came back hours later, and then finally I got on. I was like, the fuck were they doing to my profile?
Who the fuck knows? They like the fuck shit up way too much.
Because I'm saying I could get on the other one, but then that one just wouldn't load.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I thought I was blocked.
Yeah, I didn't even bother trying.
Trying what?
Get on this morning.
That's
I woke
because
up.
You were sleeping.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. It's either you or you aren't.
I woke up at like 12:30.
Shit, I woke up before you up out then.
That's a shocker.
It is.
Okay. Enough with the fucking spam. Trying to delete the spam box. That should be all set. This trash should be officially uploaded to the soundboard. Or not.
Not great. It must be more Christmas music.
Nope. Too fast. Floats on.
Oh, please don't skip. Please don't skip. Please don't skip.
And the only other Christmas track I've put to the soundboard so far is Halloween.
Why? They're already there.
Yeah, but we didn't have the Rock Around the Christmas Tree track up on the soundboard.
No, it's because you just got it yesterday.
Exactly. Now we have it. And here we go. Too fast. Rotron.
Too furious.
In my life.
My life. I just wanna keep on shining like lightning. I just wanna get so high. I keep the whole world vibing. Keep on riding.
And we're back. What do you think, bud?
That was a much better track, my friend. Kudos.
Hell yeah. Hey, you gotta love it when people just decide to be dicks or assholes.
And some are pussies.
No, because this chick Morgan Gray up and all those.
Sometimes dicks go in assholes.
But but this chick Morgan Gray go post up in all those chat. Next motherfucker that asks me for pics is gonna get blocked. So someone randomly went and asked. So how about them pics?
Is that a dude, a chick?
There's a dude that asked her for the pic.
Oh, it's a chick complaining.
Yep.
Why do bitches complain about, oh, these motherfuckers always want pictures from me? Motherfucker, you're half naked on Facebook anyway. What does it matter?
Well, damn, plus she has no fucking pictures anyway, so people will just, you know, wonder what the hell she looks like.
That's why you're not going to get a picture, because she's fucking disgusting looking.
Yeah, probably.
She got a face only the devil can love.
Yep.
I don't know how the hell you're tired, but wake the fuck up.
It's called shoveling all day.
What, did you just stand out there and just keep shoveling every time there was snow?
I kept going out there every 2 hours.
Come on, how much fucking snow do you have?
Man, it's still snowing.
Man, we got a couple inches, but damn, man. Not where you got to keep shoveling.
Like I said, yeah, unfortunately, it's still snowing here.
We got the nice mixture of rain and snow, so it becomes ice.
Oh, break out the ice skates.
I broke out my table saw. Was out there sprinkling it. No, I was out there with the rock salt.
I mean, like I said, you know, table salt does work, though.
We're not getting in this again.
It's the getaway of doing the ice.
I've never seen anybody do that. Havoc was out there with his shovel and his salt shaker.
Yeah.
Shaking it like a salt shaker.
Yeah, shaking it like a salt shaker. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Fucking yin-yang twins.
All right. Because you seemed unsure.
Oh, I know.
Jeez. I smell a hater.
Come on. That's the only track that anybody's getting all them for. Is shake it like a soul shaker. On that, no way. Everyone's going to forgive the Yin-Yang Twins. I mean, come on. They were one-hit wonders.
Get low, get low, get low.
But that was more like fucking them and fucking Lil Jon.
Man, they're with each other all the fucking time.
Exactly. They just need to stop being together.
guess you don't hear nothing from them, do you? No.
Man, I think that's most titties.
Gee, we never heard you say that before. Just every vintage you've ever seen.
Fuck damn niggas. Damn black people.
Why so racist?
Because I'm hearing fucking niggas outside my window fucking yelling at the top of the lungs being retarded.
Well, tell them to shut the fuck up.
Oh, tell them we ain't got no cornbread. Or fried chicken.
Like, yeah, I'm going to eat my cornbread.
I mean, it's either them or the fucking Puerto Ricans or the Mexicans out there. One of the fucking two races.
Well, I mean, instead of looking outside, we'll just play the race game. Maybe it's an Asian.
Only a club, bud. That would be interesting, since we do have, like, one Asian in our neighborhood.
Wow, the token Asian. Who would have thought?
Yeah, the token Asian woman with her token Asian son.
Well, it's not really token if there's more than one.
Other than that, that's mostly black and Spanish. Maybe me and a couple other white people.
A couple other white people.
And then you got this one white bitch up here that fucking thinks she's black.
Oh,
and talks like she's fucking Spanish.
So how the fuck does that work?
She starts throwing around a nigga. Like with a fucking Spanish accent, even though she's white as all fuck.
I'm not quite sure how that works. how would that sound?
Very terrible. It's like Carrie with her Jamaican accent.
So it's a. Sounds Jamaican?
No. She puts like on like the like a Puerto Rican accent to it, like, or Dominican accent to it.
Well, say something you've heard this chick say.
Man, I can't even do fucking Spanish accents.
So just make something up.
She looks as a nigga, but like with a fucking Dominican accent or a Puerto Rican accent.
That's it. She just says that.
Well, then plus one day she, you know, and it's what's funny is because like, you know, one day, you know, she decided to call me bro, so I slapped her.
Yeah, slap her.
Yeah, I actually did.
And she didn't do nothing about that.
She just looked at me like, what the fuck is that with you? I told her, don't call me bro.
Man, that's how niggas get locked up, man. You can't be going around slapping bitches.
I think what's even worse is the fact that I have two managers that call me bro. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
Well, simply tell them that you don't want them to call you bro.
Man, that don't work.
Be like, my name is Havoc.
Yeah, they don't even know me as Havoc.
Then they'll be completely confused, bro.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to notice when you log on to Facebook, I decided to change the deadline to the 23rd.
Why?
For Lily.
Why?
Did you forget that her mom's in the hospital?
But the thing is she even going to do a song, though?
She already has a track recorded.
Oh.
She just has to find time to get, you know, after you get home, so that way she can send it to us. But, you know, but like I said, when they went to deal with her mom in the hospital, that's kind of hard to do.
Yep.
So.
See that? You're even boring yourself.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know it's bad when you bore yourself.
So what would you do with a sword umbrella?
Sword umbrella.
Yep.
I'd stab you with it, then open it.
Because someone posted up a picture of a fucking umbrella with a fucking the shaft of a sword.
Gee, somebody must have been watching Batman, taking that shit with the fucking Penguin.
Probably.
Speaking of the Penguin, man, I saw the Penguin at Target. Walking out with an umbrella looking like his.
Yeah, probably, man, they probably are the Penguin.
It'd be really funny if they were.
Hell yeah.
But it was just some chick. Then on top of that, I saw a Power Rangers toy. It was the Red Ranger, and he had the Green Ranger shield and dragon dagger. I was like, the fuck?
Yes, they actually did that for a couple episodes.
Why?
If I remember correctly, that was when Tommy was losing his powers as the Green Ranger. So what they ended up doing was they ended up transferring most of his powers to Jason, so that way Jason could continue to control the Dragon Zord.
I think I remember somewhat of that, but it's 2013, though.
Well, they are bringing back all the original Rangers for an episode of Megaforce.
Never let it go.
Nope. No.
See, that's like the problem with WWE, too. They always bring back old shit. They don't focus on new shit.
Well, at least they're finally focusing on new shit. They're focusing on a new title. The champion of champions.
That's not new, man. We saw the same thing once before.
It's new for them. Because of the fact
it's John Cena versus Randy Orton. We've seen this before.
Yeah, like 1,000 times.
At least it's not The Rock.
That's true.
That could play the fuck out after once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime. Three times in a lifetime, you're out.
Three drinks, you out.
Yeah. See what good he did. Introduced a new title that they're just getting rid of.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's got like a fucking picture of the new fucking title yet.
I think you could wait until later on today.
I could. But I don't want to.
See, you're turning into Chris. You just can't be surprised. You have to know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like I want to, at least want to, you know, make sure it's not going to look gay as fuck.
Well, chances are it probably will look pretty stupid. But that's what we got to deal with. Like, how
I mean, you know,
they brought back the old Intercontinental Championship, and that looks stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Or they changed the tag titles. Those ones are pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah. And then The Rock decided to bring back... Then The Rock decided to create a new title.
That didn't even look too great.
Hell no. I mean, come on. It made the fucking spinner title look good.
I'll never understand the spinner title, though.
I don't think anybody will. Well, let's go to the track. I got you.
He did that with the U.S. title, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, what are we listening to?
Super Goggles.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle? Oh.
great.
Man. It's a good thing I don't wrap Christmas gifts.
Well, what the fuck do you do with them?
I put them in bags and I put the wrapping paper over the fucking bag. Or in the bag.
That's still technically wrapping.
Well, the way I look at it, it's just stuff in the bag full of fucking paper.
So why don't you wrap gifts?
Man, I fucked up that shit.
I'm fucking terrible at it too, but I'm about to wrap some presents though.
Oh, luckily for me, I have everybody out the way now.
Well, that was fast.
Oh, I got maybe like one more person to get. That's my other aunt. Let's see, I got my uncle, scratch-offs. I got my one aunt, scratch-offs. And my other aunt's going to get like two fucking gift certificates to fucking Dunkin' Donuts and Subway.
Man, sounds like the places my sister always use.
Well, they're old, so I don't know what the hell they like.
That's what I'm saying, man. I asked everybody what they would like for Christmas. They all said I don't know or nothing. So they got gift cards. I ain't even worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, at least with my uncle, he's easy because of the fact he likes to gamble. So, hence scratch offs.
There you go. I fucking hate lottery tickets.
I do too, because I never win.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even waste my time.
Like I said, I never win, so fuck it.
and people always insist on buying me lottery tickets. Like, really, motherfucker?
Yep, that's what happens. And then my aunt, who's my mom's sister, she's just a complete fucking weirdo, so I don't know what the hell she likes, so I just get her scratch off.
She's a fucking weirdo.
Well, she is, man. I mean, come on, man. Fucking shit, like, when you fucking talk, like, when you talk to her, man, it's better one in one ear, not the other.
Man, talking about weird shit, man, like, a long time ago, my uncle got us blocks of wood for Christmas.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, with, like, faces on them or some shit. Yeah, he was a strange one.
Shit. He definitely sounds like my aunt. Because my aunt gives me fucking boxes of lasagna for Christmas.
Shit, man. I'd rather get that.
Lasagna. She puts in one orange in the fucking bag. And like five pennies.
What'd she do? Stop at the grocery store and then come over?
Man, that feels like it.
Or like the classic time where he was going to open up a present or whatever with a blowtorch. That was a good moment. Even though, like, you know, it would have burned the shit out of what he had.
Niggas. Stop inviting me to fucking shows in Michigan. I am not in Michigan, so that's not gonna happen.
What? You're not in Michigan? When did that happen?
Last time I checked, no. Yeah, people keep insisting on inviting me to fucking shows in fucking Michigan. Like, how the fuck is that going
to
work? I'm not even there.
Tell them to
come
to you.
Yes.
Like, come pick me up and I'll come.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Yes finally responded back to me.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He said, nope, never done that before. Ha ha ha.
Okay, well, he's out. Simple enough.
Yep. Let's see, who else did I ask? Oh, yeah, Lil V. I'm still waiting for her to hit me back.
Yeah, it's going to be a no there, too.
Yeah, probably.
That's pretty much all the people you hit off.
Hey, it's raining.
What?
I said, hey, it's raining.
See that? You were complaining about the snow. Now you got some rain. Now shut up.
You get ice now. Yay!
Yay! Grab your ice skates.
Yay! Time to break my neck.
Whoop, whoop!
Because I can't ice skate. And it's funny because I actually tried it one time. Because I thought, you know, rollerblading and ice skate would be the same damn thing. No.
No. No.
Because I used to be really good at fucking rollerblading. I mean, to find like where I actually fucking played fucking hockey. Like, but yeah, you step on the ice, fucking different shit right there.
Yeah, I don't ice skate.
This goes to show the ice is not made for fat people.
Well, that's not necessarily true, man. I'm sure a bunch of fat people ice skate.
Yeah, and then they fucking fall to the fucking ice.
Well, I'm sure they do that to you. Don't do your rules.
Adam Shakes the Clown. You are an idiot.
Yeah, he's a strange one.
Man, I'm looking at my fucking newsfeed and I see a fucking stats from him saying, I make my camel wear shoes. So when I look down, I don't see camel toe.
Wow, that's bad. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck to say about that. Fix yourself, girl. You got a camel toe.
Yeah, so rock some fucking camel shoes.
There you go. Next time you see that, man, just slap a shoe on it.
When the fuck's this movie supposed to come out?
Friday.
Duh, but
I don't know. What fucking movie?
They're making a Deadpool movie.
No, they're not. He's going to die.
And he doesn't die.
He does if I put him in the paper shredder.
Man, even then, he'd still end up fucking coming back.
See, nobody found that funny because I don't think anybody understood.
Ghetto, are you ready for June 2014?
No.
Well, June 20, 2014, get ready.
I'm ready.
The Purge 2.
Seriously?
Yep. And there's also going to be a Transformers 4 Age of Extinction coming out.
Man, I didn't even watch any of them, man. Them movies are too drawn the fuck out.
Let's see, they got the Expendables 3 coming out in 2014.
No need for that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, August 8th. Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh.
And it's about damn time if we can put this movie together. Yeah, right now it's in production, so it's going to be fucking awesome.
Well, I think it's about time they put out that Mortal Kombat movie then.
Oh, maybe. Oh, look, Resident Evil 6.
I don't even think I saw the last one. What was the last one?
Wait. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't a paranormal activity, the Mark 1, technically be considered the fifth paranormal activity?
Yeah. I guess they didn't want to call it that.
Well, guess what? October 24, 2014, Paranormal Activity 5.
Oh, maybe it's like, what are those things called? Prequels or some shit.
Yeah, prequels are a fucking horrible movie.
Yeah.
Oh, look. December 2014, The Hobbit, there and back again.
Come on, man. I already got two of those movies.
They want another one.
I couldn't even make it to the first one, man. I kept, you know, losing interest.
Yeah. Batman, Superman. Oh, look. New Fantastic Four. That's not Ring of Tail.
Yeah, because the second one was so great.
Oh, what the fuck? Man, I'm going to kill these niggas.
Kill these niggas.
March 13th, 2015. Friday the 13th, sequel.
Yeah, that's exactly what they need. Not.
Hey, look, just for Chris, February 13th, 2015. SpongeBob SquarePants 2.
What, like a movie?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But, Ghetto, the horrible movies continue. April 3rd, 2015. Insidious, Chapter 3.
Man, I never saw the first one.
Let's see.
Damn. Three movies. I didn't even see the first one.
May 15, 2015. Oh, I think I said that. 2015. May 1st, The Avengers, Age of Ultron. I'll be definitely watching that. I'll be going to see that. June 19, 2015. Fantastic Four. July 17th, 2015, Batman vs. Superman. But I have a feeling fucking Chris is going to end up wetting himself.
Why, is the Shield in a movie?
No, but August 17th, 2015, Assassin's Creed.
A movie of that?
Yep.
Well, if it isn't the year of cosplay and comic books.
August 14th will be The Bourne Identity 5.
What?
And
stop it.
And The Smurfs 3.
Come on, man.
Wait, it gets better. December 11th, Alvin and the Chipmunks 4.
No.
And
there's,
December 23rd.
There's nothing more they could do with that, right?
Oh, guess what? They even have another Mission Impossible coming out.
Isn't he, like, in a cult now?
Well, good news is December 18th, 2015, Star Wars Episode 7.
See, there you go. There's something to look forward to.
So we got it in 2016. Ah, hell no. Really? They're remaking The Mummy.
They already had, what, two of those?
Oh, they got another one coming out in 2016.
The whale is completely run dry.
Let's see, May 2016, May 6th, Untitled Marvel 2016 Project, May 27th, X-Men Apocalypse, June 10th, 2016, The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Wait, when did the second one come up?
Second one comes out next year. Ghetto, are you ready for them to bring back an old classic?
Haven't I not been excited yet?
June 1st, 2016, Independence Day 2.
No, there's no need for that. How are you going to ruin a good movie, man? What is wrong with you?
Let's see, July 8th, another Untitled Marvel project. Hey, look, December 2016, the Avatar 2.
I didn't give a shit about the first one.
Let's see, there's another Marvel movie coming out in 2017. Hey, look, also December 2017, Avatar 3.
People are wasting their money.
Wait, gets better. 2017 Justice League and Star Wars Episode 8.
Well, yeah, man, they got the 7 one coming out. May as well keep it going.
May 2018, The Amazing Spider-Man 4.
All right, that just needs to stop.
Yeah,
wasn't there only supposed to be, like, what, 7 Spider-Man movies?
Well, they decided to make more.
How many do they have right now? Spider-Man 2, 3.
Amazing Spider-Man. That's 4.
So what, they have 5?
Yep. 5, and then Amazing Spider-Man 3 will be 6, and 4 will be 7.
Fucking ended already.
Yeah. Oh, bud. Well, I'm going to be geeking out in fucking 2015. That's for damn sure.
You were just geeking out an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, man, but come on. 2015. Think about it, man. We get Batman versus Superman, The Avengers 2, Ant-Man? Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Ant-Man is actually a Marvel superhero. He's a part of the Avengers.
He's an ant?
No. He's like, he has the power to either shrink himself down to the size of an ant, or he can make himself grow to the size of a giant.
Why would you want to be the size of an ant?
Sometimes it gets, you help in battles.
See, there you go. He can face the Hulk, shrink down to an ant, and get Hulk smashed, and then what? He's fucking dead.
But hey, but you know, at least they're finally putting out a movie, fam. About damn time.
I mean, shit, man. They put out that Punisher movie. That was a good movie. But then they put out a second one that, and it completely sucked.
Well, yeah. Tailing. Don't tell us I might end up with a fucking broken neck.
What are you mumbling?
I said tailing, don't step outside because you might end up with a broken neck.
Jeez. Glad you're thinking positive.
Well, hopefully it's not as bad tomorrow morning. How many more cigarettes?
Really? That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, man. I need smokes for TLC.
What? What, no snacks this time?
Well, I got plenty of snacks. I got some potato chips downstairs. Barbecue.
You already prepared.
I'm definitely prepared.
Did you order this or something?
What happened?
So did you order it?
Yeah, $45.
Alright, sure, you did order this. Well, I sure hope it's worth your money.
I do too.
Because what was the last pay-per-view?
Survivor Series.
Yeah, you got to see those matches then, and then the next night too.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I was supposed to mention on June 12, 2015. Jurassic World will be coming out.
The what?
Jurassic World.
Man, don't tell me it's not a Jurassic Park movie. I like Jurassic Park till they made a third one.
Actually, yeah, this is another Jurassic Park movie.
That third one is terrible.
And it's in 3D.
No. God damn. I don't even like 3D. Man, stop that shit, too.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
I don't like seeing the future. It sucks.
Well, it gets worse. June 26th. 2015, Ted 2.
Well, we already knew that was coming.
And July 1st, 2015, Terminator, Genesis.
Yeah, that's just what we need. There wasn't enough of those.
Well, here's another one. July 10th, Despicable Me, Minions.
Sorry, the second one just came out on DVD.
Yep.
And I actually watched the first one the other day.
Hey, look, they got Hotel Transylvania 2 coming out in 2015. I'll see. Should I watch it?
So, so how about I ask that English guy about why a game is more pre-owned than new?
What do you say?
I'm really not quite sure what the fuck he was even saying. Talking about how the game was on sale or some shit is why there'd be some weird shit going on. Talking about how, what was that, Bioshock came out and how it was on sale. But then, like, another thing, it was a little more. And then somebody came in to buy it and they didn't want to listen to him talking about buying it new. So then the guy ended up paying more for, like, a used game or some shit, which I have no idea. I have no idea what the hell he was even saying. Talking about, I don't know, all he said was it was on sale was why it was cheaper new than owned. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. Hey, look, we got even more movies coming out for next year. Clerks 3. Let's see, another Poltergeist movie. Amityville Horror, The Lost Tape. Step Up 5. The Woman in Black, Angels of Death.
Did you just say Men in Black?
The Woman in Black.
Uh-huh. Oh, I seen the first one tonight.
I did not.
Why? Why didn't you see it, man? It got Harry Potter in there. You'd like it.
No. Hey, look, RoboCop is coming out in on February 12th next year.
Man, RoboCop has been out for years.
Yeah, well, they have a remake coming out.
No. No.
I think it's in 3D.
That's just like these commercials they keep playing for all these toys that they're trying to bring back for the kids, like, nowadays. Like, bringing back, you remember Gek and shit like that?
Yep.
They're bringing that shit back. Then we saw this gay-ass thing that they're bringing out. They got, you know how people make faces on their chin?
Yep.
And then they make gay-ass movies and shit. Well, now they're selling these fucking, like, chin straps with, like, faces on them and shit. Like, really? Then you got this thing you could, like, make videos and whatnot. You have to have an app for it, though.
Well, look, it gets even better. Samuel L. Jackson will be a part of RoboCop.
Sick of his motherfucking robot coming after me. Yeah, they got Samuel L. Jackson selling credit cards, too.
Yeah, I know, right? What the fuck? Yes! Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is coming out next year. Hey, look, a new Godzilla movie coming out next year.
Man, put that shit out of its misery.
I'm sure the Asians are fucking happy about that.
Yeah, well, it's been many years that we've been making fun of them because of that shit. Godzilla!
Hey, look, Night at the Museum 3 coming out next year as well.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of those.
They have another version of Annie coming out next year.
What?
Annie. Yep.
Tomorrow. Man. that shit is not a day away, man. It's coming back again. My God, man. It's like when you lived at a time, and now we're just passing right back on that way. going back to the shit we've already seen. Boom. Full circle.
Well, here's a movie that Gettles you will probably go see in April when it comes out.
Yeah, probably not. But what?
Heaven is for real.
What?
Heaven is for real.
Heaven is for real. It's funny you say that because I just told my dad that church is not real.
Oh, man.
And that was after the fact that he told me I was ruining Christmas because he's an asshole.
Well, here we go. You have the Lego movie coming out in 2014.
The Lego movie, yeah. They could join the club of him on trying to buy his way into heaven. So go hey, keep look. Giving your money. Go keep giving your money away, man.
There we go. February 21st, 2014, Pompeii. I will most likely be going to see that.
And I will not.
Let's see who's in the shit. Kit Harington, don't know who the fuck he is. Emily Browning, I know who she is. Jared Harris, wait, hold on.
Is that the sucker punch girl?
Emily Browning? Yes.
Yeah, that girl with them lips.
Yep, that's her.
Yeah, that bitch is fine.
Let's see, Kiefer Sutherland will be in part of the movie as well. I thought he was dead.
I thought he was dead.
Oh, yeah, like, isn't he old as fuck by now?
Man, I don't know, man. They're making Expandables 3, man. Aren't them people, like, almost dead?
You think any worse? But, yeah, no, fucking Pompeii, she seems good. That looks good, though, man.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Pompeii, it's actually about the city of Pompeii. Storyline is set in 79 AD and follows Milo, a slave-turned-invincible gladiator who finds himself in a race against time to save his true love, Flavia, a wealthy merchant's daughter who unwillingly has been betrothed to a corrupt Roman general. So it's pretty much like all about the history of Pompeii.
Did you say Flavia?
Yeah.
The hell kind of name is that?
That's the name that they gave him back in 79 AD.
Flavia. That sounds like something you'd call a fat person or something.
Let's see what the fuck this is. Nurse 3D.
Nurse what?
3D.
Okay.
Let's see. Storyline for this is two sexy but disturbed nurses tend to the sick by day, but uses their charms to seduce and murder philandering men at night.
I'll definitely be going seeing that porno.
See. Katrina Bowden would be part of this.
But is it a porno by chance, though?
I don't know. You have to go find out.
It sounds like one.
Hey, look, it even has Corbin Blue in it. What the fuck? Even from being a part of Disney to being in murdering movies and probably being the one who gets killed by the nurses.
That's like that one kid they got on the Disney Channel now, man. He ended up in the, the Hangover 3 or 2 or one of them, whatever the fuck it was. And he was swearing and drinking and smoking his shit.
Yeah. So there's definitely a lot of good movies that, you know, be looking forward to coming out next year and the years after.
Oh yeah, I heard like maybe one or two.
That's probably more than I had to go through anyway.
Out of all the names you said, I only look forward to like at least two.
Let's see what else they got coming out. Well, for next year anyways. Let's see, upcoming movies. Let's see, you got Open Grave. The Best Offer, Beyond Outrage. The Legend of Hercules.
Hercules?
Oh. Lone Survivor, no clue the fuck that is. Her, sounds gay. The Adventure and the Curse of the Midas Box.
Was that like the Midas Touch?
I guess so. You know, I'll just send you the link so that we can go through all these movies.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Hey, look, Haunted House 2 is coming out next year, too.
Well, I better watch the first one.
Yeah. Yep, another movie from Marlon Wales, or
speaking of movies, man, I was looking at them DVDs for WWE. I was gonna get that King of the Ring one because that'd probably be decent.
I would,
but then I did not get any DVDs. Because I wasn't sure if they were trying to trick me, you know what I'm saying? Like TNA did at one point where you buy one and you have to get the same one free. Because they're saying, you know, buy one DVD, get one free. No, is that two different ones or two of the same one?
No idea.
So I didn't even bother with that. I was going to pick up, either the Attitude Era or the NWO or the King of the Ring one. But then I was at the mall and I saw FYE had buy one, get one free on DVDs, and they had like a 2-pack of an ECW thing for like $7.
Yeah. So let's see, Nymphomaniac. Part 1, and they got part 2 coming out as well, it looks like.
Say Nymphomaniac?
Yes.
Are we in, like, the porno section now?
It might as well be one of those, because, let's see, storyline is Joe contemplates her life and struggle with a self-diagnosed obsession with sex. The story of Joe, a self-diagnosed nymphomaniac who is discovered badly beaten in an alley by an older bachelor, Sligimon, whatever the fuck your name is.
I am Pokemon.
Man, I don't know if that's his new name, who takes her to his home. As he tends to her wounds, she recounts the erotic story of her adolescence and young adulthood. It's got like Shia LaBeouf in it, or Shia LaBeouf.
What the fuck? What the hell is he doing in there?
Yeah. Charlotte Gainsbourg, Stellan Skarsgård, Jamie Bell.
Skarsgård, is that really how you say that?
Yes. And Nicholas Bro.
Well, that sucks for him having a name like that.
Yes, it does. Let's see what else we got here. Veronica Mars. They're making a movie out of that shit. What the fuck?
Okay.
They have a new 300 movie coming out.
This is stupid.
Let's see. Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
No more fucking Wizard of Oz movies.
There we go, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, I already know about that. I was like, really? There, I got another one. Now it's them in college.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
How many fucking movies of that do we need?
I don't know.
I watched that last one they put out. I mean, that was actually a pretty good movie, but we don't need it anymore.
Well, you go tell them that.
I will. I'll go fucking send my apes after them.
Let's see. I also got Sin City, a dame to kill for.
Jeez, it's only a million years later that they put out another one.
Yep. Fast and the Furious 7 is coming out next year.
Yeah, what the hell are they going to do with that?
Well, they're smart, they'll kill it.
No, I mean, like, weren't they in, like, the midst of filming that with Paul Walker?
Yeah, they were.
So, gotta redo all that?
Yeah, probably. Let's see, what else you got? You also got Dumb and Dumber 2.
Wasn't there already a Dumb and Dumber 2?
I thought there was, but I guess there's another one.
There was, what, Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumberer.
And now there's Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, yeah, and who's in this?
Let's go find out. Dumb and Dumber 2. Jim Carrey.
Wow, really?
Jeff Daniels. Kathleen Turner.
So the original two dudes.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still surprised they're bringing back the original people.
The plot will follow Harry Dune and Lloyd Christmas, 20 years later, trying to track down one of their children.
And they got kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but at least it's the original people, so that's good.
Hey, look. They also got a Popeye movie coming out.
Nah, got enough of that shit.
And in 2015... Crouching Dragon, Hidden Tiger 2 coming out in 2015.
Fuck that movie.
Let's see. another Batman movie coming out in 2015. Pitch Perfect 2, The Raven. Wait, what the fuck, The Raven?
Didn't it already come out, like, recently?
Yeah. Oh, this is a whole different one this time. not the same. Let's see, Snow White and the Huntsman 2.
Yeah, that movie's boring.
Yep. Let's see, they got Frankenstein, The Boy Next Door. The fuck?
That's a porno too.
the Wedding Ringer. So far, the only person they have for that movie is Kevin Hart. Christ the Lord out of Egypt. I will not be seeing that.
I don't even know what the fuck it is. What the hell?
The Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh. The Madagascar.
Let's see. Mad Max, Fury Road. No clue. Tomorrowland. As gay as fucking Dixieland.
Yeah, probably.
The Jungle Book is coming out in October 2015.
Yeah, we haven't seen that twice already.
James Bond 24. What's he called, Inferno? Featuring Tom Hanks. Not really interested in that one.
Jeez, somebody doesn't like Tom Hanks.
Not really that big a fan of him. Alice in Wonderland 2. Come out in 2016.
See, it's funny, man, because this dude was just talking about that video game, Alice in Wonderland, Madness Returns.
Oh, no. Why are they doing this? They're turning Angry Birds into a fucking movie.
It's the worst mistake of their lives.
Yes.
I just had to deal with seeing a bunch of Angry Birds for Halloween.
Hey, look, there's Gail G's favorite movie coming out in 2016 as well.
Did you just say Finding, a movie coming out?
Finding Dory.
Yeah, well, we saw that movie coming.
Yep. Well, of course, that bitch gets lost easily.
Yeah, and apparently that damn gay fish.
Apparently this time they have Nemo looking for her.
Yeah, right. Nemo got fucking lost himself, and now you gotta go find somebody. Get the hell out of here.
How to Train Your Dragon 3?
Three? There's already two of them, though?
Yeah. There's a third one coming out in 2016.
I never saw the first one.
Let's see, Trolls. I don't even know what the fuck that's about. Don't even care.
Trolls? It's about trolls.
Apparently. Let's see what this untitled Marvel movie's gonna be. No idea. Let's see, they got something called Anubis coming out in 2016. Let's see, a mummy's curse condemns Dr. George Henry's spirit to the Egyptian underworld. While trying to free him, Henry's son, Chance, plumbs the depth of the underworld and encounters a variety of monsters. Well, that sounds horrible. I wonder if they're gonna have Carnage in the Amazing Spider-Man 3.
I guess you're gonna have to wait.
I guess so. This is what's gonna happen in Spider-Man 2. Maybe he'll encounter Venom.
Again.
Yep.
Maybe they'll have a better person to play him instead of that dude from That 70s Show.
Oh, no. He only goes up against Electro and the Rhino. And that's about it. Oh, well.
Yeah. You wish schools did that shit. Served you your food.
A fuck?
Watching Billy Madison.
And the fucking chick that plays the teacher is fucking hot as oil.
Relax, man. That's not what I'm talking about.
I think it's kind of funny how, like, I was originally looking for fucking the movie for Deadpool. But, yeah, I ended up getting sidetracked.
Well, way to go.
All right, here we go. Deadpool is a movie now in production and development as a spinoff of the X-Men movie franchise. The movie won't have anything to do with X-Men Origins Wolverine except for Deadpool commenting on how he didn't like his portrayal in the movie. It will be produced by 20th Century Fox and Marvel Studios. Ryan Reynolds is slated to return in a complete exploration of the character, his origins, and his emergence as the Merc with the Mouth. And more.
The what?
The Merc, aka the mercenary with the mouth.
Okay, then.
So there we go, I got my answer.
Until then, you're just gonna have to play the video game.
That's fine with me. But at least Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out next year. That's definitely a good thing. Toxic Avenger. What does that sound familiar? There's that gay ass movie that they used to have on TV. On, what the fuck that was, FearNet. Oh, look, they even got a Pinocchio movie coming out again.